Hey, listen up. What about your future? Are you unhappy with your current job? Want to make great money and get the promotion you deserve? Now's the time. Explore your options. Log on to sackjobs.com and post your resume today. That's sackjobs.com. Post your resume and have local employers find you now. New companies being added each day and hundreds of jobs being added each week. So if you're in the market for a job, sackjobs.com is a click away. At sackjobs.com, you're on your way to a better day.
CBS News. I'm Harley Carnes. It's said to be the first real long-term test of any new drug, the marketplace, because millions start using it then. That's why the Institute of Medicine recommends a go-slower approach and longer arms for the FDA.
Almost always a drug is approved on the basis of limited clinical trials. So an Institute of Medicine panel asks, why is that drug all but ignored by the FDA after it's out on the market? Unknown risks could be revealed, says panel chair Sheila Burke.
A drug tested in a few hundred or a thousand people is certainly very much different when, in fact, it is used by millions.
This report recommends warning symbols and advertising bans for newly approved drugs and a fresh safety review after 5 years. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
The chairwoman at Hewlett-Packard, Patricia Dunn, has resigned over the company's spying allegations in pursuit of a boardroom leak. CBS News computer consultant Larry Magan.
This is a situation that is shocking, I think, the entire business world, and especially Silicon Valley. Hewlett-Packard is known as a company which is pretty open and pretty progressive. So for them to resort to these types of tactics that they've now admitted is really quite a shock.
Drew's voice was heard today.
The man who raped and killed University of North Dakota student Drew Shadeen in the Thanksgiving season of 03. Alfonso Rodriguez got the death penalty today.
We won't tolerate any longer the violence against women, much less our children.
That's Drew's mom, Linda. A woman was killed. Her feet is cut from her stomach. Her three older children are missing. Police in Illinois have a woman in custody, not yet charged. State Police Captain Craig Kaler.
We're continuing to conduct our murder investigation, and we are considering the death a murder. At this point, the focus of our investigation is mainly on the recovery of these children.
Police think the three children may have been left in a rambling park in East St. Louis. Maybe. They were last seen with the woman who is now in jail. So, how many televisions do you have in your home?
Americans love their television.
Television is not going gently into the night, defeated by the laptop and the iPod.
A Nielsen Media Research survey finds the average home now has more television sets than people. Why so many? Syracuse University's Robert Thompson says we don't watch the tube like we used to.
We miss those old days when TV was a way we could kind of all together sit and watch as a family.
Thompson says there are very few shows that attract the entire family, and that's why half of American homes now have three or more sets. Cammy McCormick, CBS News.
In Georgia, the Elections Board has decided to appeal the voter ID card ruling. A judge had declared such a requirement unconstitutional. The State Elections Board says making sure voters are legal is a worthy enterprise. On Wall Street, the Dow lost 25 points today to close at 11,508, NASDAQ off nearly 19. Oil prices, $60.30 a barrel, down $1.29. This is CBS News.
You, line dancing with space aliens. Leprechauns playing hopscotch. Hot guy on the cover of a romance novel braiding your hair. Hot guy on the cover of a romance novel braiding his own hair. Genghis Khan in underwear that reads Saturday, but it's Monday. Dreams. They can be strange and magical. But if you can't sleep, you can't dream. So ask your doctor about Rosarum, a sleep aid like no other. Approved for adults having trouble falling asleep. Rosarum is the first and only prescription sleep aid that in clinical studies shows no potential for abuse or dependence. So you can get to sleep. And maybe your dreams will get to see you again.
Don't take Rosarum if you're taking Luvox, Fluvoxamine, or have severe liver problems. Avoid taking it with alcohol. Don't drive or operate machinery until you know how you'll react to Rosarum. Rosarum may affect certain hormones. Consult your doctor about how this may affect you. Or if your insomnia doesn't improve, take Rosarum right before bed. Side effects may include drowsiness, fatigue, and dizziness. Individual results may vary. Ask your doctor today if Rosarum is right for you. For more information, call 1-877-ROSARUM-1, CRN Prevention Magazine, or visit Rosarum.com.
Unicorns, mermaids, gargoyles, dragons.
A new study says there is truth in the old joke line, no sex please, we're British.
4 out of 10 Britons say they'd be prepared to give up sex if it meant they could live to be 100. The study by a British health insurance company found significantly more women than men would take up the celibacy offer. But there's no enthusiasm for a long and lonely life. 94% said they would not give up friends, family, and money just to live 100 years. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
Now, fortunately, that is not the choice. Recent studies have shown married people with a great sex life live longest. Ask teachers where the most accurate source of news can be found, as the future of the First Amendment study did, and 48% say newspapers. Of course, you do have to read them. Ask teenage students the same question, 45% say television. The study also found 90% of teens are at least somewhat interested in current events, and most go online to get some of their news at some time in the day. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
Divorce, adoption, starting a business, small claims. Today's legal issues can be very complex. The Sacramento County Public Law Library.
About gas prices. It's good that it costs a lot, and not just because the sales tax will help pay for our twice-a-year governor elections. It's also good if it makes you think of walking the 3 blocks from your house to Del Taco instead of taking the Land Cruiser. Gasoline costs a lot because we have to find it, bribe or kill the people who live on top of it. Extract it, refine it, ship it, and pump it. You'll pay $2 a gallon, and you'll like it because you know what the alternative is. Riding on the bus with poor people. New rule. Call things what they are. If your morning coffee contains crushed ice, whipped cream, and caramel, it's a milkshake.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
Minutes after 3 o'clock on the Friday edition of Enid Live, the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320 Sacramento's left channel. Remember your homework assignment. You're supposed to tell 3 to 5 people every day that we are here. And if all goes well, we are going to be joined by Bill Durston in the 4 o'clock hour. He is challenging Dan Lundgren for a congressional seat. And so I have never met Bill Durston. He's an ER doc. He has an impressive resume. And some of you may never have met him either, but this will be a good way for all of us to do it. I want to remind you that Enid Live is archived on WhiteRoseSociety.org. So one word, WhiteRoseSociety.org. And you can go to that website if you've missed one of our ever-stellar shows. I want to also remind you that there's going to be the Rob Haswell Picnic, and that occurs this Sunday, September 24th, 1 to 6 at Camp Lotus in Coloma. There's going to be music, and there's going to be food, and there's going to be Rob Haswell and Pete McCloskey and Daryl Steinberg, and our own Charlie Weiss will be emceeing the proceedings. So that's this coming Sunday from 1 to 6. Next week, on Enid Live, guests include Alexander McCall Smith, who is the author of that whole series, the number one ladies detective agency series, and Biba Caggiano, whose restaurant Biba is probably the best. best restaurant in Sacramento. She has a brand new book out. So those are two of the guests that we have scheduled for next week. If you want to email me, Enid at kctc.com. Doesn't that sound like a urological problem? 1320leftchannel.com. And you can always call me if you're in the 916 area code. The number is 349-1320. And if you're not, 866-626-1320. So 349-1320, 866-626-1320. And it's always toll-free. There's so much going on. I almost don't know where to start. First of all, there's big news in that Patricia Dunn, one of the stories we have been covering is the Hewlett-Packard story, and the chairwoman of the board of directors said that in the wake of all this surveillance and really questionable legality, this surveillance of board members extended even to surveilling reporters because they were trying to plug a leak on the board to various publications. Information about HP was appearing that could have only come from one of the directors, and nobody would admit to it. And so they authorized electronics experts to surveil people. And, I mean, this thing got really out of hand to the point where they wanted to find out about which reporters might be involved and who reporters were talking to. They were going to put clerical staff and cleaning staff in some of these newsrooms in order to find out that information. They tried to install spyware in emails sent to certain reporters. I mean, it just went on and on and on. So, finally, she said she would resign, but it wouldn't be until January. Now she's resigned. Adios. Goodbye to her. And it looks like there might be some involvement by the CEO of Hewlett-Packard. Interestingly enough, they sponsored some privacy kind of a forum, or they won some sort of an award, or they sponsored it. And this happens at the same time when they're happy to violate everybody else's privacy. And I will ask the same question that I have been asking. And that question is, how is it? You know, they are, HP is doing essentially what the government is doing. The government says it has the laws on its side, but that's pretty questionable, just as questionable as what HP is doing. So we are all under surveillance. And we appear to be under surveillance by people who have no scruples. They want to lie. But in any event, Patricia Dunn, who's the chairwoman, resigned today, effective immediately, in the wake of HP's, Hewlett-Packard's, ill-fated investigation of boardroom media leaks. Announcing the resignation, CEO Mark Hurd called the tactics used by the company's outside investigators very disturbing. At the same time, there was a big story that said that he knew all about it, that he knew everything that was going on, that he was with it every step of the way. So we're going to see whether or not he is tainted by the scandal as well. There is a long shot challenger to Dianne Feinstein in the Senate race. He's a Republican. His name is Richard Mountjoy, which I always thought had sexual overtones, but that's another story. He claims these conservatives are amazing. They aren't real conservatives, because I don't think real conservatives would act this way. He claims that he served aboard the famed battleship Missouri during the Korean War. But according to the Los Angeles Times, those claims are false. He's 74. He's currently a long shot bid, and now I think it just got longer shot, against DIFI. He did serve on the heavy cruiser Bremerton and briefly on the submarine Stickleback, but he never served on the famed battleship Missouri. There's a statement about the Missouri which was on Mountjoy's campaign website along with a photo of him as a young sailor, and it read, after graduating from Monrovia Arcadia Duarte High School, Dick joined the Navy and served during the Korean War aboard the battleship Missouri. The claim was also featured in a film on the website. Mountjoy, who's waging a long-shot campaign against DIFI, blamed the, quote, mistake about his service on misinformation from an unknown source dating back at least 6 years. So let me see if I've got this right. Richard Mountjoy, this is a mistake. Does he never look at his website? Does he not review his campaign materials? Is he that poor an executive that he doesn't look over any of this stuff? Is he that poor an executive that if he did look it over and he sees lies, he doesn't immediately correct those lies? Is he that poor an executive? Is he that pathetic and tragic of a human being that he's going to invoke a battleship that has a gloried and storied past in order to get a little, the glory by association when he had nothing to do with that battleship? 349-1320-866-626-1320. And this is coming largely from Republicans. And what was there was another scandal, too, where somebody was lying, and they're all blending together in what laughingly refers to itself as my mind. So I can't think of which was the most recent lie and scandal about somebody's credentials. But anyhow, here's Richard Mountjoy, who is a long shot against Dianne Feinstein, and I think has just become a longer shot, if not a laughing stock. The League of Conservation Voters rounds out the 2006 Dirty Dozen. This is a nonpartisan environmental lobbying organization revealed four additions to its 2006 Dirty Dozen list. This is a list meant to highlight members of Congress that this group believes have been compromised. Well, the shorter list were those who have not been compromised due to their involvement with the oil lobby. So the latest additions include Senator George Allen, about whom I will have more to say. He recently found out he was Jewish. Well, he's not admitting that, and he's embarrassed by it, which is even worse, but I'll get to that in a moment. This is a list that already contains such stellar citizens as Catherine Harris, otherwise known as Cruella DeVille, Richard Pombo, what a joke, Conrad Burns, an even bigger joke, Rick Santorum. These people, sanctimonious Santorum, these are people who are so sanctimonious about their values, and they are the biggest whores in the world. 349-1320-866-626-1320. Well, we have not, lucky for us, but it's time to resume our... we have been silent on the arena for about 10 minutes here. Well, a couple of days. Well, a day. Well, 2 days before that, because I wasn't here. And I might not have even talked about it on Monday, though I might have. But here we are. The arena. I mean, every day is a new plot twist. This story, this is such a joke, this arena. Let me see. Let's start with today's news. Today's news on the arena. Troubled arena campaign gets a $2 million donation. Can you spell flush down the toilet in one word? $2 million. This guy who's donating the $2 million must be getting some kind of a write-off. Because you know what? I wish that I was there with a little bit of a pooper scooper to catch that $2 million, because I'm telling you, this is not, it's not going to happen. Proponents of a new sports and entertainment center in downtown Sacramento announced a $2 million contribution, a welcome cash infusion. The donor is Thomas Enterprises, which hopes to develop, of course, they are hoping to develop the 240-acre rail yard site. The cash pledge will underwrite the Yes on Q&R campaign. If passed, there would be the quarter-cent sales tax increase that over 15 years would generate $1.2 billion to already rich people on the backs of poor people who will never be able to afford even to buy a ticket to anything in the arena. The day before, this is the recent, that there's a $2 million infusion. The day before, and that would be yesterday, NBA has told everybody, well, I think it was the day before. I'm getting my dates mixed up, but anyway, previously. The NBA has told the parties that they better sign this arena deal. So they are trying to put some pressure on, and I don't know exactly what form that takes, but here's the text of the NBA statement. It's very important before Election Day that a memorandum of understanding be completed and signed that accurately reflects the agreement that Harvey Benjamin of the NBA Commissioner's Office participated in negotiating with the Maloofs, the city, and the county over several months this summer. So it's like, get to it, you guys. And I don't know what the actual implications of the NBA saying, you know, you got to get to it. But there it is. And here's Eileen Voisin, who never met an arena, apparently, that she didn't like. She wants this arena. And she says, Rome wasn't built in a day. And more to the point, neither was the Colosseum. Construction costs and weather delays had to be overcome. And there are all these things that have to be overcome. And now it's time for everything to be overcome. And then we have to have a new arena. And the arena camps are vying for funds. Advocates both for and against the sales tax claim that the grassroots are greener on their side, according to the B, So, at a news conference, and this was Tuesday of this week, several leaders from Sacramento's Black and Latino community spoke out strongly against the proposed 4% sales tax, because you know what? It's going to burden them unduly. Yes, it is, to finance construction of a new basketball arena in the downtown rail yard. The matter will go before the Sacramento County voters on November 7th. You are asking people who could never afford to go to a game, people who can't even afford to go to the parking lot, to subsidize a new arena for the Sacramento Kings, said Betty Williams, president of the SAC branch of the NAACP. Yet every time they go to the grocery store and buy a light bulb, they're going to be helping to pay for the arena. Well, she's got that exactly right. The spokesman for the pro-arena campaign dismissed Betty Williams' comments as misguided and somebody else's observations as disingenuous. And then he said there, but you know, he's not the arena spokesperson here, debating what they have said. They're just saying, he's just saying, oh, their message is so slick, nobody should be fooled by their so-called grassroots effort. The reality is that they will have the necessary money to be able to have a spring game. You know, he goes on and on and on. Oh, forget it. Okay. So, here it is. The pro-arena people think that they are going to, you know, they're... This is about enriching a sports franchise, said Grantland Johnson, lobbyist for the Sacramento Central Labor Council. Their vision is to take Sacramento backwards, says Doug Elmetz, spokesman for the Pro Arena campaign. Is that true? If this doesn't go forward, and this whole thing is just a joke, if this doesn't go forward, is Sacramento going backwards? Or really, does it go back? I think Sacramento goes backwards if this thing does go forward. And I got an email sent to me, and I will share this as we continue, from Jay. And Jay has some really interesting things to say that I have not heard at all brought up in this arena discussion. 349-1320-866-626-1320. You are listening to the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. We have a little traffic at eastbound 50 just east of El Dorado Hills. It looks like that vehicle that's in the roadway stopping traffic. A couple of accidents, three car crashes, Madison Avenue and Kenneth Avenue. We have one westbound 50 just east of northbound Watts and Clarksburg at 84. Now, I'm telling you about that one because it's stopping traffic there. So you could find an alternate route. Manzanita Avenue, just south of Winding Way, and we have a hit and run. No injuries at westbound 50 and Ponderosa Road. Well, let's look at our weather. Tonight, lows 58. We're going to see highs tomorrow right around 88. We're at 84. And Enid Live continues at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Enid Goldstein, a sign of intelligent life in the political universe. On AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Okay, Rick, we'll make this pretty fast for you. We're cutting Laguna Oaks, a 60-second mm-hmm. radio commercial. Builder blowout. Ready when you are.
Motivation?
I wanted it all. Intelligence, great looks, physical strength, inner beauty, even social consciousness. Friends said that I wanted too much, but I wouldn't settle. And now I have it all.
This woman is talking about her Renewal by Anderson replacement windows from Hall's Window Center. If it looks better, lasts longer, and outperforms the competition, it's gotta be Anderson. The only windows and doors to receive Green Seal certification for energy efficiency and environmentally friendly manufacturing. Well, you too can have it all. For a limited time, get 7 Renewal by Anderson windows and 1 Anderson PermaShield patio door from Hall's Window Center for just $69.95. Left Channel listeners save an extra $150. Go to HallsWindowCenter.com. Click on the green seal for your coupon. Visit Hall's Window Center today on Business Park Drive in Sacramento and now in Roseville on Roseville Parkway next to BJ's. Call 1-800-76-HALLS. Smud financing available. Some restrictions apply. Offer ends September 30th.
The Morning Retort with Scott and Sim.
To understand it,
Miss Romney.
What drives people?
Massachusetts governor. If he can't protect his own citizens from tunnels, how will he protect you from terrorists? Done. Campaign is dead.
See how easy it was?
It was that easy.
See, that's the problem on the left. You're the problem right there. You got all. You think you get all the answers to all the little questions that does not drive a lot of people outside of California, outside of both coasts, outside of California and New York. Northeast. I mean, this is not the world. This is not the center of the universe, Mr. Sims.
If Romney gets the nomination, the tunnels win. Think about it. Taurus, Terra, Earth, tunnels. Do the math, Scott!
It's very erotic. I'm being turned on by all this talk.
Scott and Sims, mornings 5:30 to 9 on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Play perfectly. I just joined Cash Creek's Cash Club, and I received $100 in free bonus play.
Play profitably.
I just joined Cash Club and automatically got an instant shot at $1 million.
Play endlessly. Cash Creek has thousands of the newest, hottest slots, and bonus play just keeps the action going.
Play, bonusfully at Cash Creek, Northern California's only AAA four-diamond casino resort. Just join the Cash Club, and you can start out with up to $500 in free bonus play. It's like playing with their money. Well, not like it. You really are playing with their money. Plus, don't forget the instant shot at $1 million. And you can't play on an empty stomach, so they're giving away over 150 $25 dining comps every day. So you can play and dine on their dollar. Cash Creek Casino Resort. Well played. Visit by taking I-80 to 505 North and 16 West. For tickets, visit cashcreek.com or any Ticketmaster outlet.
On the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live, I'm yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. You can join the conversation at 349-1320. We're talking about the arena, and every day there's a new plot twist, and every day it's more ridiculous, and every day the people who think that they can shove this down our throats issue perky and optimistic statements, and then every day more people seem to be signing on saying, wait a minute, there's some real issues here, and I have some issues I want to share with you that I had not thought about and I haven't heard discussed at all, but come to us from one of you who emailed me. Let's go, though, right to the phones and to Donna in Folsom. Donna, hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Good afternoon. I am not so fond of these arena deal, but I do think that if the arena issue passes, they ought to be required to give away at least every night that there's a game 100 seats to poor kids and their parents that are having to pay for it and can't afford to go there. I mean, there ought to be some way to make that happen.
Well, that's probably, I'll tell you what, that's too good a public relations idea for them, so I'm not going to tell them that you said that. Because it's going to not cost them. It's not going to cost them anything. It's like the possibility of winning the lottery. You know, you have a better chance of being hit by a terrorist than you do of winning the lotto. But people, you know, hope springs eternal, so they, you know, they throw a few crumbs to the people around, and they're still going to make out like bandits on this thing. But Donna, it's an interesting idea. I thank you for sharing it. 349-1320-866-2613-20. Okay, this came from one of you. This is from he signed it. I think it's a he. Maybe it's a she, Jay, and I won't get the last name. But anyway, here it is. A downtown ARCO arena, he says, is not a good idea because getting the traffic into and out of the Sacramento Rail Yards development area would be served by only two Interstate 5 interchanges at J Street and Richards Boulevard, with very little lane space on the freeway traffic for queued traffic waiting to exit. In contrast, the current ARCO Arena location has at least four interchanges and auxiliary lanes on I-5 and 80 for much better ingress and egress before and after 7 p.m. Games, and so that the traffic can move through. He says, number two, in addition, the sunken cost investment in the I-5 and I-80 freeway auxiliary lanes and four interchanges serving the current ARCO Arena site with superior traffic handling ability has been totally ignored by the local politicians and the media. You know, so from a sunk cost and traffic handling standpoint, building a larger arena next door to the current one would be the better option. Call it the ARCO Arena Sports Complex because you've already got the you have already got the highway situation, the traffic situations, the street situations in place. Game day. Number three, another point. Game day congestion on I-5 would congest up the through lanes so that overlapping evening commuters and interstate commerce truck haulers would be delayed from getting to their destinations. This would not bode well for the Sacramento Kings' reputation because they would then become the kings of traffic congestion for Sacramento. Going to the arena on surface streets would only serve to fill up the signal light to signal light crawl capacity through the downtown. The politicians and the media have totally ignored the game day traffic congestion. I mean, think about this. Unless there are all these new streets that are built or new highway interchanges or new lanes added or new whatever has to happen here, this is going to be a mess down there. I hadn't thought about any of this, but then I'm not a city planner. I've heard it said that the larger arena could be built cheaper and better at the current ARCO Arena site while making double duty use of the land and parking areas that are already in place. Number five, Sacramento went to a lot of effort to persuade the federal government to award grant funding for a downtown to Natomas Airport light rail transit system that would serve the current ARCO Arena site as the main destination for phase one of the light rail extension line. About the time that these funds would be made available, our local politicians feel it's an imperative to change directions and build a downtown arena. So Sacramento told the federal government that it needed this light rail in part for the downtown to Natoma. In other words, we would be changing directions. The current ARCO Arena should not be torn down, says Jay, if the new larger arena shares the existing site. I feel that Sacramento is a large enough city to support other sports franchises, and we should expand our goals in providing the existing ARCO Arena for other exciting venues. Sacramento could then entertain the idea of not wasting the effort, you know, wasting the second arena by providing the older arena for a new hockey franchise, a new indoor tennis relocated franchise from maybe from Citrus Heights, musical concerts, evangelical events, circus events, indoor gymnastics championships, ice capade shows, indoor extreme sports, roller derby events, wrestling and boxing events, you know, like they do at the legislature, indoor motorcycle motocross, annual Scottish games, and Native American indoor powwow events, weightlifting championship events, college and high school graduation ceremonies, college and high school sports championship contests, and so forth. So here it is. The financial burden also, Jay ends by saying, the financial burden to single out Sacramento County taxpayers alone and not other counties, citizens that could come to the games for an ill-sited downtown arena, still another equity issue that should be weighed by the voters. So the tax burden is borne by Sacramento County taxpayers. So Jay is saying nobody has been talking about what happens in terms of traffic congestion around the arena, the new proposed arena on game day. What would the backup that it would occur on I-5, I-80 on game day? What would happen to surface street traffic on game day? I mean, all of it is a mess, and we don't want this. This is just something that I don't think we want to have. I think that it was not well thought out. I don't think there's a good rationale. I think the funding is wrong for it. I think the Maloofs and the city and county are all on different pages. The Maloofs want to do what's good for them, and as far as they're concerned, it's parking, parking, parking. And the city and county are looking for a way, an anchor, to develop that rail yards area. And it could very well be that this is not it. It should. They all ought to be more on the same page than they are, and they are not. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. So here is the troubled arena campaign. It gets $2 million donation, which I think is being flushed right down the toilet, but it's by a group that has a vested interest in seeing this thing happen. The NBA is trying to pressure everybody to get together on the possibility of a new arena. We can always rely on Aileen Voisin and the B. She's got all these reasons why the arena is such a fabulous idea. And to tell you the truth, none of it makes very much sense to me. I don't know why we want to make this kind of an investment. I just I don't see the upside. I see the upside for the Maloofs. I don't really see a huge upside for us. And not looking at it from a cost-to-benefit ratio. I mean, there's probably some upside to having a new arena. But the cost-to-benefit ratio, sticking people with it, the most regressive kind of a tax for 15 years on something that nobody, the parties to it, can't agree to. I mean, the whole thing is just a hydra-headed mess. 349-1320, 866-626, 1320. And you've got to ask about the sensibility of a city and county that think that this is going to be the answer to their dreams. You think about that. That's like, you know, it's like, well, why not have a casino there? It's the same, kind of the same thing, kind of the same kind of thinking, really. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. A little breezy and a lot of wind is going to be happening for the next couple of days. Tomorrow, highs right around 89. We're going to see lows tonight, 58. We're currently at 84 now. Our traffic, we got a couple of vehicles in the roadway, northbound 99 at Laguna Boulevard, stopping traffic and causing a three-car crash there. Also, westbound 50 just east of Folsom Boulevard, we have a vehicle in the roadway there. Southbound Cap City Freeway just north of American River Bridge, it looks like we got a three-car crash that's stopping traffic over there. Enid Live continues at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Exposing the right as wrong. It's Enid Live at 349-1320 on Sacramento's Left Channel.
Rule number one, no more cell phones in movie theaters. Please, you're not a cardiologist on call. You're a putz whose babysitter wants to know where the ketchup is. And then you tell her in the middle of the movie. Sometimes it's so loud in the theater I can barely hear what the black people are yelling at the screen. There is a simple solution. Put your cell phone on vibrate and then up your... New rule, no more celebrating gastric bypass. Carney Wilson, Al Roker, and now Star Jones are all being heralded by the media for stapling their stomachs shut. They shouldn't be. They're not making a brave choice to change. They're giving money to doctors to reroute their ability to turn food into crap.
Laughing at the Truth, AM 1320.
It's not something that you just dump something on. It's not a big truck. It's a series of tubes. Tubes. Why? Enormous tubes. Massive tubes. It really is the internet consumer bill of rights. Because you got tangled up with all these things that are going on the internet commercially. The world has turned against this. If your own personal internet. Tubes. The internet is not something that you just dump something on. It's not a big truck.
Laughing at the Truth, AM 1320.
It's a series of tubes.
Hey, listen up. What about your future? Are you unhappy with your current job? You want to make great money and get the promotion you deserve? Now's the time. Explore your options. Log on to sackjobs.com and post your resume today. That's sackjobs.com. Post your resume and have local employers find you now. New companies being added each day and hundreds of jobs being added each week. So if you're in the market for a job, sackjobs.com is a click away. At sackjobs.com, you're on your way to a better day.
Live and local, it's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
.337 on the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7. 3 to 7 on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Oh, and it's 3:37, and it's 3 to 7. I don't know what that means. I'm sure that there's a special planetary aspect. Oh, and guess what? We're just on the cusp tonight of the autumnal equinox, and I would know a little something about that. But I'll tell you about that later. You can join the conversation 349-1320 or 866-620-6320. You can email me, Enid at kctc.com. And we're talking about this dopey arena, which every day there is a new plot twist to it, and there's only, I think, one Sacramento Bee columnist that I know of in favor of it, and I think the ones that I have read, I think mostly have been neutral to negative, and I'm seeing more negative. And the more that's revealed about it, the more negative the whole thing sounds. Oscar in Sacramento, hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320. Hi, Oscar.
Hi. Yeah, I understand that they're supposed to redo the whole entrance and everything, and they're going to have a big, large parking area, so it shouldn't back up at all. You know, from what I understand, and that idea of using that old arena, that's a good idea. I never thought of that.
But what about all the surface? What about all the surface streets and the transportation routes to the proposed new arena?
Yeah, well, they've got it supposedly all figured out. They're going to use a light rail, and they'll probably use the old rails too, like Amtrak. And they'll probably widen the roads and everything into it, but they're going to have a large parking lot, so it's not going to be held up, you know, just coming into town. If they go,
wait a minute, what does a large parking lot have to? That's not enough. You got to, you know, you're gonna delay traffic on I-80 and I-5. Oscar, you think they've got it all together, but what is your proof? They can't even get a deal on the table.
I know that part, yeah, but that's the other end of it. I don't understand why the big holdup and all that is.
Why the big holdup? Because the Maloofs have an endless amount of greed to be satisfied, and nothing is ever enough. 349-1320, Don and Sack. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Don.
Hi. This whole thing, this arena thing, there's a phrase for it. It's called the arena game. And this is what the Maloofs are doing. It's high-class real estate-ism. And they get a lot of people hot about it, and they pressure local powers, that is the political powers, and they pressure them, and they lean on them for a long time. And eventually the perpetuators, the Maloofs, are so wealthy, and they have such a big, big piece of bait to dangle that people, other opportunists, in my opinion, grab it. My God, they're ahead of us. We probably wouldn't know such an opportunity if we saw it. And I think they're really just kind of, they've got us pegged, and they are hot to get what we've got. And for me, I don't care about, I don't care about an arena, for God's sakes, and being number one for that reason. I don't want the...
If that's the only reason you're number one, you're not really number one.
No. God, no.
And I don't think an arena ever makes you number one, but that's always what's dangled. And it's dangled to a population or to, what do they call it in grifterland? They call you a mark?
Yeah.
I think the people going for this are marks. And they know how to manipulate it, and everybody's salivating because they think they can make some money out of this thing. And everything else is falling. The deal is so shabby and shaky and greedy, and it makes so little sense that they can't even hold it together from day to day. Every day is a new plot twist. Every day is a new development. I mean, the thing is just a laughable situation, and I hope it goes nowhere.
Well, this is a cherry pick. It's a cherry picking thing. This is an idyllic place, and it always has been ever since it started. And
what do you mean? What do you mean a cherry picking deal?
Well, like they see something that's hot and very quick and easy to get. And I think they probably sense that the city dads, those ahead of the council, and certainly some state muckety-mucks, are just weak, and they give in to it. They think people want it. They don't really want it, I don't think. I think maybe those who want to watch sports, that's just a part of the other community.
Well, there's a whole, I don't know, there's just a whole mindset here, and a lot of it is fueled by a certain amount of avarice, and there's a sense about wanting to develop the rail yards, and the, you know, I don't know. It's all very complicated, but it looks like people have become so greedy that the whole thing is in danger of collapsing and has gotten very fragmented, and I hope that it does collapse, although maybe this is just a ploy on the part of the Maloofs to manipulate the situation into one that's more appealing to them. Don, I thank you very much for the call. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. So the Troubled Arena campaign got a $2 million infusion. The NBA is trying to pressure the parties that be. In the meantime, something very nice has just happened in Sacramento, and I like it a lot. And this, I think, is what we ought to be talking more about. This is a home ownership for the first time to a group of struggling painters and musicians and artists. Some of them, the average age, I think, in their 50s, first-time home buyers, I think most of them, or if not all of them. These are people who I think have put some sweat equity into the process, and this is what will enrich Sacramento in ways that you can't, that are, you know, that you really can't even, these are ways that will enrich Sacramento, and these are, we can't anticipate the ways in which Sacramento will be enriched, but the whole project is being dubbed Surreal Estates. It's an 11-home residential development, the first locally to accommodate artists, musicians, sculptors, photographers, people who are usually not in a position to be able to buy a home. This is at the Del Paso Boulevard area neighborhood, two-story detached houses in colors of cream, plum, teal, and green. It is a $2.4 million real estate and business venture unprecedented here in Sacramento and maybe even in the U.S. The goal is to breathe more life into a 1940s North Sacramento neighborhood that people envision as an eventual arts community. It's 11 houses, but it's also 11 businesses. And because each of these, it would be the equivalent of a live workspace. So if you're an artist, you've really got a business going there as well. For years, artists have banded together in co-ops, communes, rental buildings. You know, if you do something like this and you make it affordable for people to own homes, artists, you will attract that. And in attracting that, that's that whole concept behind the Richard Florida thinking, which a lot of cities, Denver among them, and I think Memphis as another city, have really signed on. I don't know if it works or if it doesn't. And I think Richard Florida teaches, I want to say Princeton, I don't recall. Princeton sounds right, but maybe it's another of the Ivy League schools. And his thesis is, part of his thesis, is if you bring in really creative people, businesses will follow because they're going to where they can find the source of good labor. And if you make it a cool city, if you make it an attractive place, everything else will follow from that. So I think that attracting artists, musicians, writers, sculptors to the area with affordable housing is a great way to start, because I think it enriches the cultural life of the city, and you do that and the riches are multiplied a million ways and in ways that you can't really anticipate. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Jorge in Sac, hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Jorge.
Hi, Enid. I think it's rather simple, this whole basketball thing. You know, it doesn't have to be complicated. You know, if the city sees that it would be beneficial for them, financially wise, to build a stadium and to rent it out to the Maloofs, not the 70-30 split that they have worked out, the Maloofs have worked out to their favor, you know, because the city and the county will pay 70% of the cost and the Maloofs 30%, and yet they will garner 100% of the year.
Yeah, where can we all sign up for that kind of a deal?
I'm sorry?
Where can we all sign up for that kind of a deal?
Exactly. So, I mean, it's ludicrous to think that the Maloofs pay 30% of the cost of this thing. They garner 100% of the profit year-round plus the parking, and then the city is stuck with paying 70% of it? I mean, that is so ludicrous. And so it's a simple business deal. If the city thinks that they can garner enough money year-round and make money on this arena, rent it out to the Maloof for when their basketball team wants to play there, make money off that, and make money off the rest of the time where they get the income because they pay for the majority of it, then I think it's a wonderful deal. Otherwise, if the Maloof don't put up, then they walk. And, you know, Sacramento has proven that they can support a basketball franchise. So it's not, if it's not the Maloofs, do you think the NBA would walk away from a franchise like this that makes money for one of their teams? They'll bring in somebody else and they'll put somebody else in.
Well, I like that. If it's not the Maloofs, it'll be somebody else. And so I say, I join you. We'll have a nice little goodbye party, going away party for the Maloofs. Adios. As they move, as they motate themselves right into that sunset. I thank you for the call, Jorge. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you're listening to the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. Our weather tonight, lows right around 58. We're going to see highs coming up tomorrow around 88. A little breezy, but we do have a lot of wind, about 35, 40 miles per hour. I feel like I'm back in Montana, actually, last night. Westbound 80 at Atlantic Street, we have a three-car crash, and a couple of those along the highways. Westbound 50 at 59th Street, northbound 99 at Laguna Boulevard. And as usual, northbound 99 past Fruit Ridge Road is nice and stopped up. Enid Live continues at AM 1320 in this lovely Friday edition at Sacramento's Left Channel.
Come into Mattress Discounters.
New rule. Prince Harry is going to hurt someone. Look at this kid. He's a thundering ball of rage. His mom's dead. His father dates rotted tree bark. His brother gets to be king, and he's destined to spend the rest of his life being photographed doing nothing. Arrest him before he kills a woman. New rule. Country music stars can't be authors. Charlie Daniels' new book, Ain't No Rag, Freedom, Family, and the Flag. It's a collection of musings by noted white trash icon Charlie Daniels on subjects ranging from American flags to American flag bumper stickers to what to do to a hippie if you catch him trying to burn your flag. Before this book, I was ambivalent on the issue of flag burning. Now I find myself reconsidering the question of book burning.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
New rule, one dear to my heart. Lap dancing is a First Amendment right. The LA City Council this week banned lap dancing. What is next? Burning books? Lap dancers, or Imagineers, as I like to call them, are artists drawing you into their fantasy world, much like a skilled novelist does. If novelists had perfectly waxed bikini lines. But more importantly, lap dancers are expressing an idea called hope. The hope that someday a skinny young woman with artificial breasts and a navel piercing will want to have sex with you. And without that hope, millions of American men might just as well throw themselves into the sea.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
Hi, this is Jackie Schultz
and Nisa Davis Hayden
from the Studio Theater in downtown Sacramento.
And we need your support.
We have a great show at the theater, and we want to make a special offer to all of you AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel listeners. Our show is the Tony-nominated musical Pump Boys and Dinettes. Come see the show that audience members are saying will melt your troubles away.
Welcome to Highway 57, somewhere between Frog Level and Smyrna. It's 1982, and on one side of the road is a gas station run by four happy-go-lucky guys who provide service with a smile. Opposite, the Cup Sisters own the diner where fun is always on the menu.
The entire performance is filled with humor and song and transports the audience to a simpler, more relaxed time.
Each AM 1320 listener that mentions this ad gets $5 off their ticket. Pump Boys and Dinettes plays Thursdays through Saturdays at 8 and Sundays at 2 through October 8. Call the box office at 446-2668 or go to thestudiotheater.net.
We need your support.
Sunny day with tonight's Act AccuTerra forecast.
And folks, wasn't it just a perfect day for a terror alert? Bone chilling in the morning, clear and present danger in the afternoon, tapering off into cold sweats at night. Tomorrow, AccuTerra is predicting 100% chance of a really big terror alert to take our mind off bad economic news. An Al-Qaeda cell coming down from Canada into here, the Great Lakes regions, the folks in the Detroit and Saginaw. You might want to put on that extra layer of Kevlar. Our exclusive AccuTerra radar is picking up a lot of chatter out here in the Denver area, so stay away from chemical plants, nuclear facilities, and of course, the French fries at Arby's. Here in the west, some light showers of ammonia nitrate, a little sarin gas are possible in the Los Angeles area, but don't expect loss of life. The Santa Anas are going to push all that nasty gunk out. Here's your 5-day. Yellow, bluish yellow, yellow again, yellow gradually becoming orange, and orange back into yellow. And we've got an orangish red weekend on tap, so be sure to have plenty of bottled water and canned goods on hand. And that's terror. All right, make it a great day.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
New rule. Jewish people have to start... The Jewish population in America dropped 5% in the last decade, which may explain why this country's finances have gone to... Breed, you sons of Abraham, breed! We need you. Israel needs you. Kobe Bryant, Robert Blake, and Phil Spector need you. Without Jews, who's going to write all those sitcoms about blacks and Hispanics? New rule. Living in a box for 6 weeks doesn't make you a magician, it makes you homeless.
Laughing at the Truth, AM 1320. Talk to Enid now, 349-1320.
Getting born in the state of Mississippi, Papa was a copper and a mama was a hippie.
353 on the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. We've been talking about the arena. We've been talking about the Republican challenger to Dianne Feinstein, who has faked up his credentials. And he follows in the great tradition of a lot of Republicans who are doing the same. Corruption is endemic. There is an artistic breakthrough in Sacramento that I'm really proud of. I like this a lot. This is 11 new homes. It's a colony for artists in North Sac. It's a way for people, and these are artists who I think the average age is in their 50s. I think they have all or most of them have never been in a position to own a home before, never been able to afford to do it. And this has been made very affordable for them. I think this is great to attract. This is what you want to attract to Sacramento. You want to attract brains and talent and art, a good arts community. A good, vibrant arts community makes it a fabulous place. I mean, think about the places that have gotten overrun by commercial interests that started out as arts communities. Sausalito is one of them. Carmel is another one of them. Even San Francisco has a vibrant arts community. So add to it natural beauty, which, of course, you have with Sausalito and you have with Carmel and you have with San Francisco. But in Sacramento, to have a great arts community, I just think it would be that we support. That we really support, and this is one way of doing it, of attracting people here. When you make living and workspaces affordable, and you revitalize the neighborhood at the same time, and you really revitalize the community, I think it's a fabulous idea. Jamie in Sac, hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Hi, Jamie.
Hello. I love your comments about the art. For artists, the homes for artists, and that's great. You know, I agree so pretty much with you on everything but this arena deal. I'll tell you why. I spent the last couple of years getting myself educated on the whole thing so I could figure out what's going on with subsidizing arenas when owners of teams are really wealthy. This is the problem with ARCO. It can't be renovated. That's not coming from Maloof. That's coming from, you know, neutral structural engineers have looked at it. It was built too cheap, unfortunately. All the other arenas around the country, the older ones, have been renovated or new ones have been built. Oakland was renovated, for instance. It's been renovated twice now. It's practically bomb-proof, but the foundation can handle it. ARCO can't. ARCO is privately owned.
All right. We don't have a lot of time, Jamie, but if ARCO it was built on the cheap, and that's not our problem. What would a new arena do for us?
It'll do a lot. For one thing, we'll be able to have the California Democratic Convention here. We don't even have an arena big enough.
We just had it in the convention center. I was there. The California Democratic State Convention was held there, and they seem to have plenty of room for it.
Well, maybe they can have that convention there, but we can't get the bigger conventions that are revitalized downtown.
And you want to charge, Jamie, you want to charge people who will never be able to afford a ticket to the arena, the most regressive of taxes? If you want that arena, if the city wants that arena, fine. Let them find private financing for it. Why should we all have to pay for it?
Because there are certain things that have to be subsidized, and arts and entertainment.
Well, like what? Wait. Arts doesn't make money, but entertainment makes a ton of money. The Maloofs are getting at least $10 to park your car, and they are not happy with the number of spaces that they've worked out with the city. They want way more spaces. They just want all parking and all sports.
How many spaces are at ARCO? Do you know how many? 13,000.
They
want 8,000. I am not going. I buy cheap seats to the games, okay? I'm not a rich person. I spend $25 a seat, two seats. And you know what? We have a great time, my son and I.
Well, that's nice. Jamie, that's really nice, and I don't want to pay for your seats. I don't want to pay for the arena. You're having a good time at ARCO with all the crappy construction that they foisted on us the last time around. Okay, you want something nicer? Fine, but don't do it on the backs of the people who can least afford it. If these rich people think that they want a better arena, great. Let them go.
You're listening to AM 1320 KCTC, Sacramento's Left Channel. Left Channel. Streaming live at 1320leftchannel.com.
A plea from the U.S. commander in Baghdad.
I need more Iraqi security forces.
Did the Bush administration threaten to bomb Pakistan back to the Stone Age?
First I heard of this is when I read it in the newspaper today.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, late edition. I'm Bill Whitney. U.S. troops in Iraq are up against al-Qaeda terrorists, insurgents, sectarian violence, and the unique practices of the Iraqi army, which lets its troops pick their assignments. Few are picking Baghdad. CBS News correspondent Cammie McCormick has the story.
Major General James Thurman says he wants 3,000 additional Iraqi troops in Baghdad, but he's still waiting.
Some of the soldiers, due to the distance, did not want to travel into Baghdad.
Is it a question of their own security? CBS News military analyst, retired Army Colonel Jeff McCausland.
There are 16 provinces in Iraq. 10 of those are relatively quiescent with about one attack per day. But we're averaging, when I was over there a couple days ago, about 60 to 90 attacks per day. In Baghdad.
And most of those attacks are aimed at Iraqi civilians or security forces.
General Thurman says the U.S. military is working to make the Iraqi army more mobile. Now this.
Need a new roof? The Home Depot can solve your roofing problems with Timberland shingles from GAF, North America's number one roof. And in most areas, our home services experts can even install your new roof. Call 1-800-HOME-DEPOT today. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. See store for license numbers.
At Romano's Macaroni Grill.
You know how I discover things you guys miss?
Exactly.
Like this sausage stuffed cannelloni with its layers of flavors. Never had it before, have you?
Well, it's brand new. Italian sausage, homemade meat sauce, melted cheese.
Your pasta Milano? I discovered that.
Tender chicken, garlic cream sauce. I get it here all the time. It's a Mac Grill classic.
But I discovered it first. I'm a discoverer. Like Marco Polo.
Well, you're old enough.
From pasta Milano to new sausage stuffed cannelloni, discover the many flavors of Romano's Macaroni Grill.
Need a new roof? The Home Depot can solve your roofing problems with Timberland shingles from GAF, North America's number one roof. And in most areas, our home services experts can even install your new roof. Call 1-800-HOME-DEPOT today. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. See store for license numbers.
An awkward moment at the White House today. President Bush and Pakistan's President Musharraf were holding a joint news conference when Mr. Bush was asked about Musharraf's claim that after 9/11, Pakistan was told to cooperate with the war on terrorism or be bombed back to the Stone Age.
I guess I was taken aback by the harshness of the words. I don't know of any conversation that was reported in the newspaper like that. I just don't know about it.
Musharraf told CBS News the threat was delivered to Pakistan's Director of Intelligence by then Deputy Secretary of State Richard Armitage. He says he never made a military threat, but...
I did have a very direct conversation with the general in which I told him that Pakistan had a choice. They could either be with us or against us.
Musharraf refused to comment further today, citing a book deal. Back home in Caracas, Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez said if George W. Bush has any dignity, he will renounce the presidency. While in New York, Chavez called Mr. Bush the devil and an alcoholic. But in an interview with Time magazine, Chavez said the president has called him worse things: tyrant, populist dictator, drug trafficker, to name a few. CBS News technology consultant Larry Magid was at the news conference in Palo Alto today when Hewlett-Packard announced Chairwoman Patricia Dunn is out, effective immediately.
I don't think this is going to affect the buying decisions of somebody who's in the market for a printer, but I think for some of their corporate customers, this could have an impact. It is certainly impacting the way people in Silicon Valley are viewing Hewlett-Packard. This is a company that has done something that is clearly totally inappropriate.
Dunn is the latest casualty of the scandal that arose from spying on journalists and company directors in an effort to plug leaks. A German maglev train, which travels at high speed supported by powerful magnetic fields, crashed today. 23 people were killed. Just back from 12 days aboard Space Shuttle Atlantis, astronaut Heidi Marie Stephanishin Piper was taking part in a welcome home ceremony at Ellington Field in Houston when she seemed to get confused.
I figured that would never happen without the preparation we had, draining the team and sidelights.
Crewmates and NASA officials rushed to her side as her knees buckled. Apparently, says CBS News space consultant Bill Harwood, she suffered the effects of prolonged weightlessness.
Everyone who flies in space experiences a little bit of readaptation syndrome when they get back to Earth, making the transition from weightlessness back to gravity. It varies from individual to individual, but lightheadedness, a little bit of disorientation can persist for a couple of days.
Stephanishin Piper got to her feet again and got a round of applause.
Boy, if that's not a little embarrassing.
But then she had a second episode and was helped off the stage. Now she's resting at home. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup.
General Motors, a new level of strength.
Are you struggling with too much credit?
This is an AM 1320 left channel action calendar. Help preserve open space in our region by attending the Sacramento Valley Conservancy's annual Treasures of the Valley event on Thursday, October 5th from 5:30 to 7 p.m. at the Sacramento State Alumni Center, 6000 J Street. This fun evening spotlights local artists and includes a live and silent auction. You'll also be treated to great food, wine and beer, and jazz featuring Shake Don't Stir. Treasures of the Valley supports the Sacramento Valley Conservancy, the award-winning nonprofit land trust that is committed to preserving the beauty, character, and diversity of the Sacramento Valley landscape. That's Treasures of the Valley, Thursday, October 5th from 5:30 to 7 p.m. at the Sacramento State Alumni Center. For more information, go to SacramentoValleyConservancy.org or call 916-731-8798.
It's good for the environment. No air pollution. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
4:06, 6 minutes after 4 o'clock. Welcome to Hour 2 of the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. And just some points of news. Next week we are going to be joined by Alexander McCall Smith, the author of that wonderful and charming number one ladies detective agency series. He has a whole new series out called The Sunday Philosophy Club, and he will be with us on Tuesday. Biba Caggiano from a wonderful restaurant Biba will be joining us on Friday. And if you have missed any of my shows, they're archived on whiterosesociety.org. And you can always call me. It's toll-free from wherever you are, 349-1320 or 866-626-1320. We stream live, 1320leftchannel.com, and you can email me, enid@kctc.com. Joining us in this segment is Bill Durston, who is running for Congress. Bill Durston, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. And happy birthday, by the way.
Well, thank you. It's actually not today, but thank you very much. We can't get enough pre-birthday celebrations in. I think you should bring the mic. Yes,
right,
there you go. Then I can hear you better. Is that good? All right. I'm getting the signal here that I need to ramp it up a little
all
bit.
All right. Testing, 1, 2, 3.
All right, talk right into the microphone.
Well, it's nice to be here. Thank you, but thank you very much for inviting me.
Okay, and we are delighted. Better. We are delighted that you're here. Here you are. You have been an ER doc and head of the Sacramento chapter for Physicians for Social Responsibility. What prompts you to leave the ever perky world of emergency medicine to run for a Congress, which I suppose you could say needs its own application of emergency medicine?
Yeah, I think we do have an emergency situation in our country, really. But some people came to me in January. They asked me to moderate the Out of Iraq Town Hall Forum here in Sacramento. And at the end of that program, people came and asked me if I would run for Congress. So I thought about it and tried to actually find someone else who would do it. And when I couldn't, the more I thought about the idea of Dan Lundgren running unopposed, the more I thought that that was unacceptable. And in February, we said, okay, we'll do it, and jumped in.
Does that mean that you give up if you win? First of all, let me just, what do you have any kind of polling?
No, we don't.
Data at
no,
all?
No.
And how long has your campaign been in gear?
Well, we started in February. What I tell people as far as polling is when the attack ads start, that's a good sign. That means the polling that Lundgren's paying for is showing that he's in trouble. But we're not going to spend money on polling data for a couple reasons. One, too expensive, and the other, we're going to do the same thing regardless of what polling data shows, and that's basically tell the truth.
Are you going to have money for... Well, first of all, he's got Republican big bucks behind him. I mean, there was some association with Enron, wasn't there, and some of the big energy companies. I mean, he's got a lot of... He has that Republican, you know, corrupt, greasy, oily money trough aura around him.
Yeah, I think the last report, it was well over 500,000, maybe 800,000. His biggest donors include his former colleagues with Venable, a big lobbying firm in Washington, D.C. He was a lobbyist himself before moving into this district a couple of years ago to run for the open seat. He's got a lot of money from realtors. He's got a lot of money from business-oriented political action committees, that type of thing.
Why did he decide to, after he lost hugely to Gray, when he was trounced by Gray Davis, and he goes to Washington and he becomes a lobbyist making presumably way more money than you can make as a congressperson, unless you're John Doolittle, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Why does he decide to run for Congress then, for that seat? He cherry picks a district to move into. Is that right?
This was a district with an open seat.
Right.
And, you know, if you listen to his version, he wanted to save the country after September the 11th. I'm somewhat skeptical of that. When he got back into Congress, he got on the Homeland Security and the House Appropriations Committees. And these committees dole out or direct billions of dollars to clients of Venable, including major military contractors.
So he's paid. It's a payback to. It could be construed as a payback to the company that he was lobbying for.
There's certainly a potential conflict of interest there. He's come out as saying, you know, there needs to be full and open disclosure. You know, when there
but
was
not
all
by
controversy.
Him.
If you read his biography on his website, he says when he lost to Gray Davis, he went back into, quote, private practice. He doesn't mention that that private practice included working for a lobbyist as a huge lobbying firm in Washington, D.C. that has among its clients, major military contractors.
Does he ever recuse himself in those issues where Venable comes up as a potential dolee as he's doling out the distribution of funds?
Well, Venable is the lobbying company.
Yeah, but does he ever recuse himself when his former employer?
Clients of Venable?
Uh-huh.
I don't know, not to my knowledge.
So, you see all of this, and you have been an ER doc for how many years?
Well, I'm over 20, about 23 years here in Sacramento.
Are you from Sacramento?
I was born in San Jose in what was then the Silicon Valley and grew up there in Sunnyvale and then went into the military after high school and then went to Berkeley and then UC San Francisco, did some training in Fresno, and then we moved here 23 years ago with our family.
So you went to Vietnam?
Yes.
You served in Vietnam.
Yep.
You were not yet, you had not yet become a doctor?
No, that was right out of high school.
Okay. And if I were to ask you how serving in Vietnam has shaped you,
mm-hmm.
what would you say?
Well, you know, I had reservations about the war at the time, but after, you know, being in combat in Vietnam, there's no doubt in my mind that war, it's a total breakdown of norms for human social behavior and should only be used as a very last resort. And then, you know, people say, well, what about World War II? Was that necessary? And I say, no, not if the good people of Germany hadn't let their country be taken over by a fascist, warmongering dictator. Once that happened, well, then, you know, intervention was necessary. But basically, you know, it certainly affected my views on war.
Your district, we know that Doolittle's district is heavily gerrymandered Republican. Is yours?
It's not as bad as the district Charlie Brown's running in against Doolittle. It's 43% Republican, 36% Democrat.
So your district?
Right, District 3.
District 3, 43% Republican, 36. And what's the decline to state?
But most of the rest of the 21% are declined to state. So it's very winnable, and particularly at a time like this. You know, the Bush administration, and Lundgren's in lockstep with the Bush administration,
right.
They haven't just let down Democrats. They've let down everybody in the country.
Has Lundgren wanted to debate you?
He is doing everything he can to avoid it. You know, he's having these, what he calls...
He's an attorney. Isn't he trained as an attorney?
Yeah, and he's a politician more than anything else.
Yeah, so he should be very facile at debate. And here you are, an ER doc. You are skilled at doing other things.
Right.
Dealing with trauma. Well, maybe what we're experiencing now politically is a lot of trauma.
Right. Yeah, I'd say hemorrhaging, in fact. But as early as March of this year, when he's doing these town hall meetings,
mm-hmm.
which he, by the way, he sends out these glossy brochures.
At taxpayer expense?
At taxpayer's expense.
And he sweats a lot, too, doesn't he, when he's under pressure?
He does.
Oh, doctor, what's the, get some deodorant going here. I mean, what's the antidote to this? So then your people were there at the, all right, so he sends out these glossy brochures, and then what?
Well, you know, at the town hall meetings, he controls the microphone, he controls the agenda. As long as everybody's going along with him, he's quite pleasant. But if anybody asks him a pointed question, and particularly then if they demand an answer, he gets very mean-spirited and, frankly, insulting.
He does? He can't even put on a fakely sincere and nice, perky face?
He can to a point. But
beyond a certain point, he can't maintain it.
No. I've heard him say a woman in Jackson asked him, how can you, in good conscience, as someone who's never served in the military yourself, send others to war? And he said, somebody always takes a cheap shot at one of these things. I was there.
Well, he had no answer, so that's his answer.
Exactly.
That's his comeback. And then they move on.
Exactly.
What would you do if you were in Congress? How would you do things differently?
Number one, you know, I'm approaching it from the point of view of an emergency physician, saying, what are the life threats? And there's clearly a life threat in Iraq. On average, more than one serviceman or servicewoman, U.S. serviceman or servicewoman, is killed. Now the average number of Iraqi people being killed every day is more than 100. Retired General William Odom said, who benefited from the American invasion of Iraq? Al-Qaeda and Iran. And that remains true. Every day we remain there, we must withdraw now. And I agree with General Odom. We must withdraw now. And I would support a bill such as the McGovern bill, which basically would cut the funding for offensive military operations and only provide funding for a prompt and orderly withdrawal of U.S. troops. At the same time, we try to do something to rebuild the Iraqi infrastructure and something to try to get a truly international security force in the country.
My guest is Dr. Bill Durston, although you dropped the doctor part for running, and he is running for Congress, and this is in the 3rd Congressional District. He's doing it, I would guess, on a shoestring compared to what Dan Lundgren's got going for him.
We've got over $100,000 now, which is all grassroots support, so that's a
sizable
shoestring.
Wow, that's great. Are you going to run ads, TV, commercials, radio, whatever?
We won't do TV because they're exceedingly expensive, but we'll be doing radio. We've got the brochure you have. We're doing mailings. But most of all, it's grassroots, person-to-person contact. We've had people calling since July. We've got people walking precincts, friend-to-friend, neighbor-to-neighbor, family-to-family. That type of thing.
All right. I'm going to put the numbers out, first of all. If you have questions for Bill Durston, or you have comments, observations, if you're a Republican, if you're a Democrat, if you're a declined estate, if you don't know where you are, this is a place to call 349-1320 or 866-626-1320. And the other numbers I'd like to have from you, if people want to volunteer or if they want to write you a check or both, how can they do that?
Okay, the website has got everything on it, and that's simply durstonforcongress.org.
D-U-R-S-T-O-N for F-O-R Congress. org.
Right, and okay. There's a fairly easy to remember phone number. It's area code 916-622-VOTE.
622-VOTE. Okay, so people can and it's a great way to meet other people.
Oh, absolutely. That's for me and my wife really the highlight. You'll meet tremendous people. In fact, that's what we were told. That's kind of what tipped me over into going into this. There was a woman, Patricia Malberg, who ran in Doolittle's district, very nearly beat him, came within 2 percentage points
really?
Back in the 90s. And I talked with her before making the final decision, and she said, I'd do it all over again because of all the great people I met. And that's the truth.
Let's go to the phones. Bud in Sac. Hi, you're live with Bill Durston and Enid on AM 1320 Sacramento's left channel. Hi, Bud.
Hey, hello. How are you today?
I am very well, thank you.
Great. Well, it's good to hear Dr. Durston on the radio. I had a question. I was reading about fundraising, and it looked like on the Internet that Lundgren had excess of $800,000. I guess $10,000 of that came from a delay. And I was wondering, how do we find out who these other people are?
You can go to the Federal Election Committee website, and they update it at regular intervals, and you can see where the money comes from. I can tell you right now, though, that Lundgren has an extraordinary number of donations from attorneys who work for Venable and from people in the real estate business and that type of thing. The $10,000 from DeLay's Political Action Committee came before DeLay was indicted, and according to records of the Democratic National Campaign Committee, Lundgren voted the same as DeLay 98% of the time over a 14-month interval.
Do they all leave a trail of ooze when they move from location to location, is my question. Does that answer your question, Bud?
Yeah, it sounds like pay and play. Let's get all the rascals out and start over.
Thank you for the call. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Bob calling from Placer County. Hi, you're live with Bill Durston and Enid. Hi, Bob. Hi, Bob. Welcome.
Hello.
Are you there?
Yes, I am. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I'm on the cell phone. Yeah, my question for Bill is how he stands on single-payer health care. I want to say good luck, Bill. I'm behind you 100% of the way. I'll take my answer off the air.
Okay, thanks very much for the call. And where are you on single-payer health care? Yeah. The bill that Arnie says he's going to veto in California.
Right.
Sheila Kuehl's bill, AB 840.
No, big supporter of that. In fact,
so am I.
With the California chapter of American College of Emergency Physicians, I was on the board of that and formed a universal health care task force on the board just to try to get that group to support SB 840. I actually had the honor of being asked by Sheila Kuehl to testify, be one of two physicians to testify on behalf of that bill in its earlier form, which is SB 921. I think it's a wonderful idea.
I think I said
idea.
AB. I guess it was SB.
Yes, okay. SB 840, and the precursor was SB 921. But it's a wonderful idea. We are the only industrialized Western country in the world that doesn't have some form of universal health care, and yet we pay 2 to 3 times more per capita than the rest of the industrialized world.
Talk to me. You see this in the ER. Right. I have a friend who's an ER doc, and he sees the most atrocious things going on in the ER. People, talk to me about what you see and why it's so important to have single payer.
Let me just make a quick distinction between single payer and universal health care. Universal health care means everybody's covered one way or another. Most countries that have universal health care are single payer, where there's a single government payer. But there are countries that have good universal health care systems, like Switzerland and Germany, where they still have multiple payers, multiple insurance companies, but they're highly regulated.
Here we would be a single payer and universal.
If
Arnold signed it, which he says he's not going to do.
SB 840 is the single payer version of universal health care. But anyway, we see patients. You know, when I came to Sacramento, I went to work for Kaiser because at the time it was the closest thing that I could really see to a single payer type system, where we care for the patients just the same no matter what their insurance status is or if they have no insurance status. And I think that's the way that all medicine should be. But we see patients, and I can remember a very specific case of a woman who came to the emergency department in septic shock, on the verge of death with overwhelming infection. She had no insurance. That infection started out as some minor infection in her lower extremity. If she had been able to see a doctor, gotten some antibiotics, she would have been better in a couple of days. She died in the emergency department.
Wow. My guest is Dr. Bill Durston. We have a couple of lines open. We're going to take a break here, but we welcome your calls, 349-1320, 866-620-613-20, and we will get to them as we continue. I'm Ina Goldstein, and you are listening to the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
It is a beautiful day, and I love the breeze. Tonight, lows right around, 58, 73 we're sitting at, and 22% humidity. Our traffic, couple of hit and runs, as we have been deemed the hit and run capital of California. That's right, Sacramento, the capital, has got so many hit and runs, and lots of them. Fremont State at Capway, we have one westbound I-80 at Enterprise. Also, Marconi Avenue and Walnut Avenue has turned into a three-car crash there, and as well, southbound I-5 at westbound 50. Enid Live continues with Bill Durston for Congress at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
More buzz than an afternoon caffeine break. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. A liberal dose of the truth applied daily.
Are you paying too much?
I wanted it all. Intelligence, great looks, physical strength, inner beauty, even social consciousness. Friends said that I wanted too much, but I wouldn't settle. And now, I have it all.
This woman is talking about her Renewal by Anderson replacement windows from Hall's Window Center. If it looks better, lasts longer, and outperforms the competition, it's gotta be Anderson. The only windows and doors to receive Green Seal certification for energy efficiency and environmentally friendly manufacturing. Now you too can have it all. For a limited time, get 7 Renewal by Anderson windows and 1 Anderson PermaShield patio door from Hall's Window Center for just $69.95. Left Channel listeners save an extra $150. Go to HallsWindowCenter.com. Click on the green seal for your coupon. Visit Hall's Window Center today on Business Park Drive in Sacramento and now in Roseville on Roseville Parkway next to BJ's. Call 1-800-76-HALLS. SMUD financing available. Some restrictions apply. Offer ends September 30th.
AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel, invites you to the People Before Politics Picnic and Rally, hosted by Rob Haswell, Democratic candidate for the 4th Assembly District, on Sunday, September 24th from 1 to 6 p.m. at Camp Lotus in Coloma. Bring the family and friends to this free event, featuring live music by Mother Jones and the Jim Dyer Band. The Haswell campaign bus makes its last whistle stop of the campaign on the American River at Camp Lotus for an old-fashioned picnic with free barbecue and fresh farm foods growing in our very own Sierra foothills. And there will be games and other activities for the kids. Rob Haswell will be joined by special guests, including State Senator-to-be Daryl Steinberg and former Congressman Pete McCloskey. Don't miss an afternoon on the American River at Camp Lotus in Coloma on Sunday, September 24th from 1 to 6, and enjoy a great afternoon of politics, food, and live music. For more information, go to robhaswellforassembly.com or call 530-889-2278.
At Cache Creek Casino Resort, win fast, win often with Cash Fever Jackpot. Jackpots start at $20,000 and are guaranteed to hit by $30,000. Every time a Cash Fever Jackpot hits, a Cash Club player wins just for playing with their card. Plus, you can check the Cash Fever Jackpot total and your Cash Club points online now at CashCreek.com. So join Cash Club today and get the fever. Cache Creek Casino Resort.
AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel, and Freedom from War invite you to take part in a week of education and entertainment. The first annual Week of Peace is Sunday, October 1st through Saturday, October 7th. The week includes daily events, including a Peace Awards dinner, the screening of the extraordinary film Beyond Treason, a panel discussion on peace featuring congressional candidates, a jazz mixer, and more. The Week of Peace is a unique opportunity to explore with others the realization of a world of nonviolence, peace, and social justice. For more information, log on to freedomfromwar.org or go to the events page at 1320leftchannel.com. Find out how you can purchase a passport to all of the events with your $50 donation going to your favorite peace organization. So join AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel and Freedom from War and stand up for peace by taking part in Peace Week, October 1st through October 7th.
AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel invites you to the 5th Annual Voters Education and Candidates Forum 2006 at the Radisson on Saturday, October 7th from 1 p.m. to 5:30. This free event presented by the Asian Pacific Islander American Public Affairs Association is your opportunity to hear candidates running for office, including a debate between California Lieutenant Governor hopefuls John Garamendi and Tom McClintock. Also expect a lively debate on the downtown sports arena issue between supporters including Daryl Steinberg and foes like Assemblymember Dave Jones.
You can also win one of two $1,000 cash raffle prizes for taking a day off from work to vote.
Be an informed voter. Join 1,000 other interested citizens at this year's Voter Education and Candidates Forum 2006 at the Radisson on Saturday, October 7th from 1 to 5:30 p.m. More information is at APAPA.org. That address again is APAPA.org.
Keeping the metal to the pedal. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Hey! 4:29 on the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. We have one line open, 349-1320 or 866-626-1320. My guest is Bill Durston. He is running for Congress, challenging the ever-sleazy Dan Lundgren. He's an ER doc. This is his first foray into politics at this level, certainly. He was head of physicians, the Sacramento chapter for Physicians for Social Responsibility. And let's go right to the phones. Don in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Bill Durston and with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Hi, Don.
Yes, hi, Bill.
Hey, Don. Don Harper?
Cool. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I want to thank you for taking my call. I'd like to tell the audience, Bill's kind of shy and probably didn't mention about what kind of experience and character he is. I served in Vietnam about the same time Bill Durston did, and I was in a rifle company, which is a pretty rough duty, but Bill was in the Force Recon Unit, In fact, he was a patrol leader, which means they were out there in the bush all the time facing the enemy up close and trying to give intelligence to us guys fighting in the rear. And there's no more sense of one's character of leading troops in the battle and bringing them back home safe. And my point is why Dan Lundgren was standing down for this country, Bill Durston was standing up for this country. And I think that cannot be understated. And then for him to come back and go back to school and become a doctor and still saving lives, I think it talks a lot about Bill and his willingness to step up and run for politics and turn this country around. So I think his military experience, his doctor experience, and his character is worthy of him sending him to Congress, and I can't see any comparisons with him and Dan Lundgren. And I just want to thank him for standing up and serving and want to welcome him home, and Semper Fi, Bill.
No, thank you, Don, and being in a rifle company. I have tremendous respect for you, so thanks very much.
Don, thanks very much for that wonderful and ringing endorsement. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. John in Carmichael, hi. You're live with Bill Durston and with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Hi, John.
Yes. Hello. Is Dr. Bill?
Hi, John.
Dr. Bill, I had a question here that's concerned me all week here, and it's how can you run a campaign as the Democratic challenger here when the Sacramento Bee jumps the gun last Sunday on their editorial page and slams the door actually in your face and endorses Dan Lundgren for as the rookie, and he should be reelected.
I didn't see. Did I miss that?
Oh, you missed quite an editorial.
I really missed that. Where was I? I saw the paper. I saw the Doolittle endorsement. But I guess I must have missed the Lundgren.
I think that's. I just don't understand the B. I guess it's just the big B, and they're just pushing everything around. But anyway, I wondered how he's going to counter this.
Oh, well, I thank you, John. Thank you so much for bringing it up. All right, talk to me about that. And what did the Bee say?
Yeah, well, I actually got a phone call early Sunday morning. Said, have you read the op-ed in the Bee and the endorsement of Lundgren? And then I started getting more phone calls and emails and so on. But anyway.
Did you meet with the editorial board of the Sacramento Bee?
Well, the editorial board, it was two people I met with, David Holwerk, who's the editor, and then a gentleman named Tom Philp, who I believe is the associate editor of the editorial board. And
well, we hope they don't come into your ER, yes.
Well, actually, Tom Philp and I had met before. Last year, Physicians for Social Responsibility, along with other organizations, helped get the city council to pass an out-of-Iraq resolution, which they passed with only one person voting against it, being that person being Robbie Waters. Mm-hmm. After that council meeting, Tom Philp, who was watching the council meeting from home, wrote an editorial saying that the city council had capitulated to the mob of the moment. And we went down to the Bee. Former Mayor Ann Rudin was one who testified. Mm-hmm. Representatives from Physicians for Social Responsibility testified. PSR, by the way, is the U.S. affiliate of International Physicians for Prevention of Nuclear War, which was winner of the 1985 Nobel Peace Prize. And we objected to being referred to as the mob of the moment. And we took Mr. Philp and the Bee editorial board to task for that editorial and actually got a counter-editorial published.
Good.
When I met with Tom Philp, when he was, you know, interviewing me as a candidate, he said, I recognize you? And I said, yeah, the Mob of the Moment article. When the Bee editorial came out endorsing Lundgren, saying that Lundgren was a rookie, just getting started, bipartisan,
not at all bipartisan.
Thinker.
Oh, no. Lockstep with the administration, from what I can see.
Right. And a leader in ethics reform and
ethics
so on and
reform.
So
forth.
It was like pure fiction. The editorial was anonymous, but I had a pretty good idea who had written it.
Well, you were a victim of the mob of this moment.
Well, in a way, it's true. And we're still dealing with the Bee on this issue. We've had talks with Janice Heafy, the president and publisher.
And what does she say?
At this point, they've been defending it, but it's not over.
Are people writing in angrily about this?
They are, absolutely. In fact, Janice Heafy, in our phone call yesterday, she said if everybody got this upset about an editorial, we wouldn't be able to publish papers.
Well, good. Then let's invite everybody to let the Bee know how you feel about their endorsement of Dan Lundgren and how they really should have given Bill Durston a fairer shot at an endorsement.
You know, they can endorse whoever they want, but they can't misrepresent the truth. And the article in Sunday's Bee, which was entitled Matsui and Lundgren, grouping them together, it misrepresented the truth. And I can't say it was an intentional misrepresentation, but Mr. Philp actually is a Pulitzer Prize-winning reporter. He won a Pulitzer Prize for his series on the Hetch Hetchy Reservoir. This is not Pulitzer Prize material. In fact, I think it should be an embarrassment to the Bee. So we're negotiating with them about what I've asked for basically is the same amount of space for either me or someone else to reply. But they've gotten many, many, many phone calls, letters to the editor. I've not asked anybody to cancel his or her subscription. Many people have told me they're so upset, they're so outraged, they cancel their subscriptions. The point I made to Janice Heafy, it's about truth and it's about honesty. That's why I'm running this race, because people were so upset, and I was so upset about the dishonesty of the Bush administration, the dishonesty of politicians like Lundgren, who are in lockstep with the Bush administration. And this article in the Bee is in no way consistent with the facts. They can endorse whoever they want, but it's well below any professional journalism standard to publish an article such as this.
My guest is Dr. Bill Durston. He is challenging Dan Lundgren for a congressional seat. This is the California 3rd Congressional District, 349-1320, 866-620-6-1320. Mike in Fair Oaks. Hi, you're live with Bill Durston and with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Hi, Enid. Hi, Bill. Nice to talk with you. I spoke with Mr. Lundgren's office in Washington today about his position on this piece of legislation regarding torture that has reached a compromise level, and Mr. Lundgren supports it. How the Bee could support someone who supports this legislation is beyond me. Would you support in any way the legislation that is about ready to be passed by the Congress?
I am opposed to torture of any person in any form, period. And when I say, you know, we have an emergency, when we have an emergency in our government with a presidential administration that feels it's above the law, above the Geneva Convention, above the Constitution, which specifically prohibits cruel and unusual punishment, and which can lead us into a war on false pretenses. But the torture issue just shows how far our country has strayed from the ideals upon which it was founded. As somebody running for Congress in 2006 in the United States of America, I have been repeatedly asked, what is your position on torture? Good grief. How far have we sunk?
Well, here is today's editorial in the Los Angeles Times. Rosa Brooks, this is an op-ed piece, our torturer-in-chief, and I think Paul Krugman asked the question, I mean, why do we want, you know, why are we doing this? What's this all about? Nobody's asking these questions. I mean, anything that you get from torture is not usable. So why are you doing this?
Even if it were usable, I'd still be opposed to it. Torture of any person in any form.
On a moral level, absolutely.
Right.
And on a practical
right.
level, there's no case
right.
to be made for
exactly.
it either.
You torture somebody, you can get them to say anything you want them to say.
That's right. And they will be happy to tell you anything you want to hear in
right.
order to keep from being tortured.
Right. Right.
My guest is Dr. Bill Durston. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you're listening to the Fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's left channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. And on occasion, driving down the streets of Sacramento is torturous. South End 99 seems to be when I'm at home. I really don't want to drive right there. Fruit Ridge Road, 3-car crash. Mack Road, Elk Grove Boulevard. We have all kinds really today. However, we do have a pedestrian, blue jeans, blue shirt and baseball cap, walking down South End 99 and Consumnis. I mean, he's in the middle of the roadway. So if you see him, please, you know, stay clear. It doesn't look like emergency vehicles are on the scene. Another pedestrian we have wandering around in the roadway, Mission Avenue and Marconi, a three-car crash at Marconi Avenue and Walnut Avenue, and Ida is Sacramento River. Lisa West doing traffic and weather from the left at AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Keeping the metal to the pedal. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
AM 13. Hey, listen up. What about your future? Are you unhappy with your current job? You want to make great money and get the promotion you deserve? Now's the time. Explore your options. Log on to sackjobs.com and post your resume today. That's sackjobs.com. Post your resume and have local employers find you now. New companies being added each day and hundreds of jobs being added each week. So if you're in the market for a job, sackjobs.com is a click away. At sackjobs.com, you're on your way to a better day.
Whining about gas prices. It's good that it costs a lot, and not just because the sales tax will help pay for our twice-a-year governor elections. It's also good if it makes you think of walking the three blocks from your house to Del Taco instead of taking the Land Cruiser. Gasoline costs a lot because we have to find it, bribe, or kill the people who live on top of it. Extract it, refine it, ship it, and pump it. You'll pay $2 a gallon, and you'll like it, because you know what the alternative is. Riding on the bus with poor people. New rule. Call things what they are. If your morning coffee contains crushed ice, whipped cream, and caramel, it's a milkshake.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
I wanted it all. Intelligence. Great looks, physical strength, inner beauty, even social consciousness. Friends said that I wanted too much, but I wouldn't settle. And now, I have it all.
This woman is talking about her Renewal by Anderson replacement windows from Hall's Window Center. If it looks better, lasts longer, and outperforms the competition, it's gotta be Anderson. The only windows and doors to receive Green Seal certification for energy efficiency and environmentally friendly manufacturing. Now you too can have it all. For a limited time, get 7 Renewal by Anderson windows and 1 Anderson PermaShield patio door from Hall's Window Center for just $69.95. Left channel listeners save an extra $150. Go to HallsWindowCenter.com. Click on the green seal for your coupon. Visit Halls Window Center today on Business Park Drive in Sacramento and Almond Roseville on Roseville Parkway next to BJ's. Call 1-800-76-HALLS. Smud financing available. Some restrictions apply. Offer ends September 30th.
Live, local, and left, it's Enid Goldstein on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
4:44 on the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320 Sacramento's left channel. And my guest is Bill Durston. He's an ER doc. He is running for Congress. He is challenging Dan Lundgren and the Republicans, and he could use your help. The lines are completely full. They will open up, and when they do, I will give out the numbers. So let's go right to it. Bonnie in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Bill Durston and Enid on AM 1320 Sacramento's left channel. Hi, Bonnie.
Hi, Enid. Happy birthday, and Senator Val. Hi, Dan.
Thank you.
Bonnie.
Oh, that editorial just got me so angry. And I wrote another one of those famous letters that they received. I think we ought to blog them, as the Dr. Durston blog of letters against the bee. But how they could call someone who's had six terms in Congress, two terms as AG, a rookie amazes me. But my other concern, Enid, you'd love this one, is now that the bee is owned by McClatchy, McClatchy owns Knight Ridder, is this something that we're going to be seeing in the future?
What do you mean, Bonnie?
In that we had somebody we were so concerned about how the McClatchy groups taking over the bee, taking over Knight Ridder would impact or reduce the editorial value of Knight Ridder, the Alito.
I don't know that I would read. I don't know that I would read that into it. You know, here's what we know: the stock price remains. It didn't rally when this. I don't know what you want to call it. Merger took over, and circulation is not up. I don't think. It's troubling. I guess I was so fixated on the Charlie Brown, and it's unusual because I'm always looking for things, and I knew Bill Durston would be on with us today. I just completely didn't see it. I took a look at the Bee endorsed Charlie Brown, and I guess I forgot about the rest of the page. So I wouldn't read that much into it, but what is troubling, I did not see the endorsement. I will look at it here in a moment. But as Bill describes what was said and the misrepresentations, that is shocking. It's true. A paper can endorse whomever it likes. But if you're going to do it, and if you're going to detail what's going on, be factual. And this was not factual. And that is probably the most disturbing part of it. For a newspaper, the McClatchy papers have a good reputation.
I think, too, I think this was an aberrancy. Again, it's by a Pulitzer Prize-winning writer, but it's certainly an aberrant article by someone who's won a Pulitzer Prize. The one point I would make to people is when I talked with Janice Heafy, the publisher, yesterday, she claimed that I was orchestrating all of these calls and emails. So anybody wants to contact me, please do so on your own and express your own sentiments about it. But make it clear that it's not me telling people to contact the bees.
I'll take the heat off of you.
Okay.
I'll be the one to say, let the bee know how you feel about it. I mean, it's a vibrant dialogue that occurs between our listeners and us, and in the bee's case, between its readers and itself. So I would say go for it, Bonnie, and I thank you for the call. 349-1320 opens up a line read in SAC. Hi, you're live with Bill Durston and with Enid on AM 1320. Hi, Red.
Hi, Enid. How are you?
I am very well, thank you.
Dr. Durston, I am so glad you're running against Bill Lundgren. Every time I listen to that guy...
Dan Lundgren.
Huh?
Dan Lundgren.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Dan. And I'm glad you're running against him. I'd like to add to what that caller said about his supporting the administration on this torture stuff. I listened to him on C-SPAN. He didn't just support it. He defended it. And it's intolerable. So I'm.
Well, it's indefensible for one thing. And
yeah,
and here's the here's
so
the.
So glad you're running. This is the second time you've evidently stepped up to the plate to do service when your country called. I don't know whether that's insanity or phenomenal courage.
No.
I think it's phenomenal courage. And I wish you the best on that. I'd like to ask two little questions. One is. What's your diagnosis and treatment for our 50 years and almost $1 trillion on our drug policy, on our law enforcement operating team, and how they've done and what you do? And my second question is, if the Angelides campaign came into your table in the comatose condition it is, what would your diagnosis and recommendation for treatment be on that? And I'll take the answers off the air.
Thanks a lot for the call, Red. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, the question of, what to do about drug abuse, I mean, that's a huge question. But certainly the punitive quote, war on drugs approach clearly doesn't work.
It's a public health problem from my perspective, and I'm not a doctor.
Right.
Although I have slept with one or two, but no, or near one. I say that because I once had a ring, and someone said, "Is that a turquoise?" And my aunt said, "No, it slept near a turquoise." So I say that, but if I say it, people will take me literally. So I guess I better not say it anymore. All right. So
anyway,
it's a public health issue.
Right. We need to direct some of this money, and probably just a small portion that's going into imprisoning people and punishing people, and put it on the other end to give kids advantages, get kids involved in programs, sports, music, arts, whatever, and we would keep them out of trouble or help keep them out of trouble. It's complicated, and then of course you talk about the supply problem with amphetamines and so on, and the methamphetamine and the
sugar. Are you in favor of decriminalizing drugs? Marijuana?
That's a tough one. Certainly the small amounts of marijuana, I have no trouble with decriminalizing that. Decriminalizing, cocaine and heroin, the fact is during Prohibition there was less alcoholism, although there was much more crime related to the sales of alcohol. It's a tough, complicated question. So, like the immigration, it requires a careful approach with small changes here and there, see what works and see what doesn't. So, kind of...
Your mandate, if you were being sent to, if you were en route, is to get us out of Iraq? I mean, if I were to ask you your top five issues...
Yeah. Tell you what, can I go back to the Angelides question?
Yeah, I would love to hear your take on that, because that campaign is among the, that is on life support, not even on life support, it's among the nearly comatose.
That's my experience, too. We've actually been doing phone banking, asking people whether they'd, along with my campaign, asking about the Angelides campaign.
Right.
But, I think kind of reminds me of the Kerry campaign, where he's straddling the fence. I haven't heard him clearly state what his position is on SB 840. He needs to come out in favor of that.
Absolutely. And I haven't heard him ask Arnold, put it to Arnold, what's your position on the Iraq war above a president you supported so closely? Right. I have not heard any of that stuff. And you might not have much money. You might be strapped after a bruising primary, but there are lots of ways that you can get publicity and ink by asking these kinds of questions.
If I can touch on another issue.
Can we do that as we continue? I'm Ian Goldstein. My guest is Bill Durston. He is running for Congress from the 3rd Congressional District, and you are listening to the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Yes, thank you very much, Enid and Bill. Well, we do have a traffic fire. It looks like 31 and 98. Now, that fire is stopping traffic down. A vehicle is in the middle of the roadway just on fire. Missouri Flat Road and eastbound 50. A three-car crash at Florin Road and French Road. And we also have the pedestrian. It looks like they did pick him up and they got him in custody. Fremont Street and Capway. We have a vehicle that's in the roadway stopping traffic down. Oh, it looks like there's a kitten run and a three-car crash involved there as well. Lows tonight, 58. Highs coming up tomorrow around 89. We're at 88. And we are at 78. And Enid Live continues at AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
This is News 10 Now. I'm Christine.
The Morning Retort with Scott and Sam.
To understand it,
Miss Romney.
What drives people?
Massachusetts governor. If he can't protect his own citizens from tunnels, how will he protect you from terrorists? Done. Campaign is dead.
See how easy it was?
It was that easy.
See, that's the problem on the left. You're the problem right there. You think you get all the answers to all the little questions that does not drive a lot of people outside of both coasts, outside of California and New York. Northeast. I mean, this is not the world. This is not the center of the universe, Mr. Sims.
Mitt Romney gets the nomination. The tunnels win. Think about it. Taurus, Terra, Earth, tunnels.
Do the math, Scott!
It's very erotic. I'm being turned on by all this talk.
Scott and Sims, mornings 5:30 to 9 on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Shaking up the Weasel Empire. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Woo-hoo! 4:54 on the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. My guest, Bill Durston, an ER doc who stepped up for public service during the Vietnam War, doing it again and challenging Lundgren for Congress. This is in the 3rd Congressional District, and you were going to make a point, Bill.
When we were talking about the governor's race,
yes.
I actually talked to Phil Angelides on a plane, before I ever thought of running for Congress. I have been working on the firearm injury prevention issue with the American College of Emergency Physicians, being a Vietnam vet and a former expert marksman in the Marines. Every year in the United States, every 2 years, more civilians are killed by guns than all the U.S. soldiers in the entire 11-year Vietnam War. That's 30,000 U.S. civilians a year are killed by guns. In California, 3,000 civilians are killed by guns every year, which is more than the number of people killed in the September 11th terrorist attacks. And yet we just have the barest Band-Aid solutions. I've tried to get some very small-scale, sensible regulations and legislation passed through the state legislature, in some ways copying what other countries have, that have one-tenth or less the rate of firearm injuries as we do, but still allow legitimate target shooters and hunters to practice their sports. And it's been exceedingly difficult. I, on a plane, met Phil Angelides and said, you know, you have to tackle this firearm issue. And
what did he say?
He said he'd take it under consideration, but I haven't heard one word from him.
Everybody's deathly afraid of being targeted by the NRA. They will put you in their sights, and that is the end of you, and as a candidate, as a politician.
You know what? That's a myth.
Is it a myth? Are there people who have been able to withstand them?
Absolutely. In there are repeated examples. They do not have a good record. They have a lot of smoke and mirrors is what they have. In Missouri, for example, when Ashcroft was running against Carnac, died in a plane crash. And Ashcroft, the NRA...
He lost
to the dead man.
Dead man walking.
I know, exactly. And they say that Kerry lost because of the gun issue. Kerry won. Al Gore. Al Gore won that election, and actually, I think he should have come out stronger on the firearm issue. And again, we're not talking about taking away the guns from legitimate target shooters and hunters, that type of thing. But people have to know, guns in the home are much, much more likely to kill or injure somebody in the home than to protect against an attacker. The ratio is like 43-1. 43 household members killed for every one attacker who's killed by a gun in the home.
Sia, calling from El Dorado. Hi, you're live with Bill Durston and with Enid on AM 1320. Hi, Sia. Hello? Sia, are you there?
I am. Can you hear me?
I can, yes.
Oh, good. Okay, I am on a cell phone. I hope I'm not belaboring the point about the Sacramento Bee, but they do have a section on the back of on the second page that says that they make corrections to errors and...
1320 KCTC, Sacramento's Left Channel. Streaming live at 1320leftchannel.com.
CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney. When U.S. troops are told to go somewhere, they go. But Iraqi troops have to be asked, and if they don't like the mission, they say no. CBS News correspondent Cammy McCormick reports on the dilemma.
The U.S. commander in Baghdad says he needs more soldiers there, not U.S. troops.
I don't think putting more coalition in here is the right answer.
Major General James Thurman says he needs about 3,000 more Iraqi forces to help stop the sectarian violence, but he's having trouble getting them there. Many don't want to leave their regions elsewhere in Iraq. And Thurman admits there are competing security demands across the country, but increasingly violent Baghdad is the top priority.
Retired Army Colonel Jeff McCausland is a CBS News military consultant who's just back from a visit to Iraq.
We need to place more and more an Iraqi face on the security in the capital. As we go in there, clear hold and build a district, and we move on to another area, we want to make sure there are sufficient Iraqi forces in the district we've passed through that can secure it once we've departed.
In a 60 Minutes interview to be broadcast Sunday, Pakistan's President Musharraf told CBS News the Bush administration threatened to bomb his country back to the Stone Age if it didn't cooperate in the war on terrorism. But today, at a joint news conference with President Bush, Musharraf clammed up.
I'm launching my book on the 25th, and I'm honor-bound to Simon & Schuster not to comment on the book before that date.
President Bush says he doesn't know anything about it, but was taken aback by the harshness of the words. The message was supposedly delivered by then-Deputy Secretary of State Richard Armitage, who says he did talk tough with Pakistan, but never made a military threat. The spying scandal at Hewlett-Packard caught up with Chairwoman Patricia Dunn today, earlier than expected, reports CBS's Alexis Christophorus.
Patricia Dunn had said earlier this month that she was going to step down in January and stay on the board of HP, but it looks as though CEO Mark Hurd wanted Dunn out the door immediately. They believe that she's really a distraction as this investigation into HP intensifies.
Hurd takes over as chairman. There are criminal and congressional investigations into HP's attempt to plug leaks by snooping into the phone records of company directors and journalists. CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnotta reports an Institute of Medicine panel is calling for changes at the Food and Drug Administration so it can closely monitor drugs once they're approved for sale.
The panel complains that the FDA lacks the authority and tools to ensure drugs are safe after they go on the market. It says for 2 years after a drug is approved, warning labels should spell out that risks and benefits may be unknown. Ads aimed at consumers should be banned during that time. And 5 years after approval, the FDA should conduct a formal safety review. But the panel admits this won't be cheap. It says the FDA is severely underfunded.
On Wall Street, the Dow down 25 points to finish the week at 11,508. The Nasdaq lost 18 points today. The price of oil fell a dollar. This is CBS News.
Hi, I'm David Orrick, and I'm proud that millions of my 8-pound Orrick XL vacuums are used around the world. What makes me really proud is that the Orrick XL Hotel Upright is produced right here in the good old USA. To try my American vacuum risk-free for 30 days, call me at 1-800-989-4200. And if someone tries to tell you that American products are second best, they obviously haven't tried my 8-pound Orrick XL. 1-800-989-4200.
Asthma, diabetes, heart disease. I see real health problems in our communities and too many people who don't see a doctor until it's too late.
Thais directs GSK's Healthy Communities programs.
We're taking a real active role working with community groups to offer free health screenings and connecting local doctors with people that really need help. It's a start toward helping folks live healthier lives, and that does my heart good.
GSK, finding a way forward, one community at a time.
The Dallas businesswoman who paid the Russians $20 million for a ride to the International Space Station seems to think it was money well spent, despite some discomfort early on.
It was a rough start for space tourist Anusha Ansari.
The trip up here was not fun for me.
She says she suffered many of the indignities that other first-time space flyers go through.
Back pain, headache, and motion sickness.
But she says that's all behind her. She's having a great time doing experiments, writing her blog, even chatting with her office from the International Space Station. Her favorite moment?
The moment I was able to see the Earth for the first time.
Not a bad view for $20 million. Peter King, CBS News.
After 12 days aboard Space Shuttle Shuttle Atlantis astronaut Heidi Marie Stephanishin Piper had some trouble readjusting to life on Earth. She collapsed today during a welcome home ceremony in Houston and had to be helped by crewmates and NASA officials. Astronauts typically lose 10 to 14% of their blood volume while they're weightless. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.
Need a new roof?
I'm taken care of.
Play perfectly. I just joined Cash Creek's Cash Club, and I received $100 in free bonus play.
Play profitably.
I just joined Cash Club and automatically got an instant shot at $1 million.
Play endlessly. Cash Creek has thousands of the newest, hottest slots, and bonus play just keeps the action going.
Play, bonusfully at Cash Creek, Northern California's only AAA four-diamond casino resort. Just join the Cash Club, and you can start out with up to $500 in free bonus play. It's like playing with their money. Well, not like it. You really are playing with their money. Plus, don't forget the instant shot at $1 million. And you can't play on an empty stomach, so they're giving away over 150 $25 dining comps every day. So you can play and dine on their dollar. Cash Creek Casino Resort. Well played. Visit by taking I-80 to 505 North and 16 West. For tickets, visit cashcreek.com or any Ticketmaster outlet.
If loving Enid is wrong, we don't want to be right. AM 1320.
Six minutes after five. Welcome to the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Remember, our shows are archived, whiteroasesociety.org. They could use your help financially, so if you use the service, send them a few bucks. And I want to remind you that our own Charlie Weiss is emceeing the Haswell Picnic, and that's 1 to 6 Camp Lotus in Coloma on Sunday, music and food. Next week, Alexander McCall Smith will be joining us, as Biba will also be joining us, who runs the most wonderful restaurant in town. I think, Biba, and all kinds of other surprising things will happen that we probably don't know about in advance. If you're just tuning in, you've missed Bill Durston, who's running for Congress, challenging Dan Lundgren, and this is for the third congressional district. What I want to do in this hour, if you were just joining us, we started out by talking about all kinds of things, the arena. Every day there's a new development about the arena. There's also something wonderful going on in Sacramento, and that is that houses, 11 houses, it's called Surreal Estate, 11 houses have been made available for artists, photographers, people who normally wouldn't be able to buy a house. And I think that's probably of equal or greater value than having an arena where people who can hardly afford to, who would never even be able to afford a ticket, are being asked to pay for it. We are also talking about the Republicans, talking about the newspaper, the editorials. I wanted to bring us up to speed on a couple of things here. First of all, one story we talked about is a story that the Los Angeles Times did. And it did it on insurance. You think you're insured, think again. This applies mainly to people who don't have employee-sponsored insurance. But people who think they're insured, they pay their premiums, they've been accepted and so on. But the minute they get sick, the insurance companies find ways to cherry-pick these people out of the system. In other words, they only really want well people. If you're sick, they, you know, forget about health insurance. They're going to figure out a way to throw you out of the system. 349-1320 is the number, 866-626-1320. The state of California was looking into this. And in this first move, the Department of Managed Health Care levied a $200,000 fine on Blue Cross of California for wrongfully canceling the coverage of an L.A. Area woman after she filed a claim for a routine doctor's visit. And here's the worst of it. Critics say that Blue Cross and other health plans have special units searching for reasons to rescind policies retroactively. It's apparently been going on for years. And sometimes, In the Blue Cross case, regulators said that a Los Angeles woman lost her coverage after a routine doctor's visit. The health plan canceled her policy because they learned she omitted on her application form information about a corrective surgery that was performed 20 years earlier. But the company only asked for a 10-year medical history. They only asked for information going back 10 years. So if you fill out an application and only wants information going back 10 years, you're not going to go back 20. Moreover, regulators said that the company could not prove that she intended to misrepresent her medical background. So this is, you know, this is just amazing. Anyway, the state has fined Blue Cross $200,000, which is, you know what, for an insurance company, nothing. It is bus fare. 349-1320-866-626-1320. I have been watching with a great deal of interest, and particularly this is, if you're Jewish, this is you're going into the new year, so Happy New Year to everybody, Lashana Tova. I'm looking at these stories, and I'm wondering, what do they all have in common with each other? Well, let me start with this one. There is a new movie out, and it's called Jesus Camp. And what it is these are kids, evangelical kids. The group is called Kids on Fire. The woman who runs this group understands how important it is and how successful it can be to indoctrinate children when they are the most impressionable, under 13 and preferably between the ages of 7 and 9, with evangelical dogma. She believes that it's the key to the movement's future growth. The group is called Kids on Fire. She compares the group to militant Palestinian training camps in the Middle East that instill an aggressive Islamist fundamentalism. Kids on Fire, in that movie, you see children in camouflage and face paint practicing war dances with wooden swords and making straight-armed salutes to a soundtrack of Christian heavy metal. We see them weeping and speaking in tongues as they are seized by the Holy Spirit, and we see them in Washington at an anti-abortion demonstration. Filmed during the Senate confirmation hearings of Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito, the movie visits a church at which the congregation prays in front of a life-size cardboard cutout of President Bush. Justice Alito's eventual approval is hailed as another step forward in the movement's eventual goal of outlawing abortion. And the woman who runs this camp, it's a Jesus Camp, Kids on Fire, she's preparing for these children for the day that she believes will occur that will end the constitutional ban separating church and state. She makes no bones about her expectation that the growing evangelical movement in the U.S. will one day end the constitutional ban separating church and state. Also, as you very well know, the Pope made some comments about Islam, and it has caused riots.